guy who had the weekend off from football. I mean, not family, but weekend off from football, Kyle Arrington, joining us. Good weekend without having to play a game on Sunday?
I say so, definitely. Nice to have the folks in town as well. Help us out with the baby.
Well, good thing, a little rest.
That's a good thing about a Thursday night's game, right? Get a nice little time off, spend the weekend, relax, not to worry about the games.
Yeah, got a chance to sit down and be a fan Sunday.
I think, are there rules with the new CBA about those days off now? I know there's all sorts of other rules about the bye week, but I don't know about Thursday night games. I don't know if, you know, I'm sure Belichick could find a way around the rules if he wanted to, but I'm sure they got to have one or two days off at least, you know. He gave you the whole weekend off?
Saturday, Sunday.
That's not bad.
That's good as it gets around here.
Yeah, you're right.
It's good to get you. You're 2-0 now. You won a couple divisional games. And going back to these first couple games, you've been a big factor here, Kyle. You've been a big factor in the passing game. You've ripped the ball out a couple of times. Did the preseason lead you to believe you'd be, you know, ready to start the year and be this much of a factor in this defense? Was it a good preseason setup for this regular season for you?
I mean, going every year, same mindset. Want to be a, you know, fast, physical, tough defense. Fortunate enough to be around the ball a little bit more this early in the season. Fortunate to come up with a few turnovers, help the team out. But you know, it's a team game. You know, you can't do anything without your teammates. You can't do anything without our front seven. They rely on us on the back end, so we just try to be a complete unit.
Yeah, because we didn't talk to you after the week one. You know, and I was mentioning you about 24. I'm glad you kept 25. Where the first couple of weeks are going. We didn't talk to you about that, the impact that you had on that game. You know, rookie quarterback, but still, you're on the road week one, maybe in a new spot for you.
Mm-hmm.
We are outside a lot, actually, so must have felt pretty good.
Definitely, especially in a hostile environment like that. And they gave, you know, they came out, gave us the best shot opening game, AFC East. Know it was going to be a tough game, tough matchup. You know, happy with the outcome. Both games, actually, you know, wasn't perfect when our best. But thing about it is, you know, 2-0, and we can only get better, we feel.
It seems like the defense, especially against Buffalo, they had long stretches where they were just smothering everybody. And then there were a couple spots there where things went haywire. Do you see that in films, or is it a concentration thing, or is it just the other team making plays?
I mean, ultimately, you want to play a complete 60-minute game, but, you know, we preach about it all the time. All actuality, it's rather difficult to go out there and just play the perfect game. You know, but guys, when you, you know, guys give their best effort, hustling to the ball, some mistakes, you know, are bound to happen. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the good thing is we correct upon them and then just don't repeat them.
As a defense, Vince came out after the game Thursday and said, this is our chance to pick up the offense a little bit. Offense has some injuries. Kyle, a couple of guys not in there hoping to get them back. And Vince said it was good to pick up the offense. Did the whole defense feel like that? Like as a unit, this was your chance to win a game where in the past the offense has picked up the defense?
Exactly. I couldn't agree more with Vince. You know, countless times the offense has had to bail us out of situations in the games. So this was a good one, and we kind of felt the way the game was going. It was going to be on us ultimately, and to able to come away with the turnover at the end of the game in a game situation was just extreme confidence builder.
You know, you come back here. You know, the second year now, and Tlaib joined the team last year, and again, it's you and Dennard and Tlaib and McCourty and Gregory similar. How much does that help as far as the communication? Do you guys feel like you're a step ahead of where you were maybe this year, last year?
Easily. Like you said, Tlaib is, you know, he's been here with us for OTAs and during the spring, now training camp into the season, didn't join us halfway through like last year. So continuity is great. It's a great thing to have. And, you know, we feel, you know, still a lot, you know, to get better. Get better on, of course, but you know, we're heading in the right direction.
What do you think the identity of this defense can or will be? You know, some defenses are turnover driven, some defenses are just sack happy, or some are bend but don't break. What do you think the personality of this defense will be by the end of the year?
I think I like what most people have been saying about us: opportunistic. You know, when opportunities present themselves, we try our best to capitalize upon them. You know, no matter what the scenario is, whether, like you said, sack, forced fumbles, INTs, you know, definitely want to score. If we get the ball score more often, that would be even better.
Kyle Arrington joining us. You guys played the Buccaneers during the preseason. You practiced with them for a couple days, too. Are there things you can take from those practices, specifically when you guys went one-on-one against some of their receivers, and take that into the game on Sunday?
Definitely. Yeah, I'd say so. Self-scouting report, you know. You go up in the preseason, get to practice with them a couple days before you play them. So, that's the best kind of scouting report you could get. And so, we're somewhat now familiar with their skill set. They're, you know, same with ours. So, this game's going to come down to who wants it more, who's just a better team that day. And so, we have had a long week. You know, I gotta get a jump on them today, of course, obviously. And so we just try to do our best in preparation before the game.
You know, there's some game changers in Buffalo with C.J. Spiller and a guy like Stevie Johnson. But you look at this Tampa team, and they're off to a tough start. But you still have Vincent Jackson and Mike Williams and Doug Martin. I mean, they've got some weapons.
Definitely. They have some playmakers on that side of the ball, both sides of the ball, actually. But, offensively, Freeman, huge arm. Vince, had a huge opening day. Obviously, he's one of the best still at his position. Mike Williams is another great guy. So they have two great great guys on the outside. So it's a rarity, with most teams. Of course, Atlanta has the same situation. So
we got them in a couple weeks too. By the way.
They don't make it easy today.
what can you take away from the first two games that might help you in this upcoming Tampa Bay game?
Perseverance. Mm-hmm. Just knowing things are not going to always go great the way you expect or plan, but just have faith in yourself and your teammates that we're going to get the job done. You know, we're going to do what it takes to win.
There's been a big conversation here, Kyle, across the NFL after what the Eagles did last Monday night when they went up tempo, ran 53 plays in the first half, and your team does that. You see, you as defense, you go up against Brady in practice when he's up tempo and it's speed. So you can speak to how it affects a defense when a team wants to go ultra fast the way your team does at times, where the Eagles want to do, the way maybe more teams in the NFL want to do. How does that affect a defense in game when a team's going that fast, no huddle, constantly getting play after play after playoff?
Got to line right back up. Basically, I'll tell you what, it limits the trash talking. I can tell you that right now. Guys focusing on their win, focusing on their breath, trying to be ready to line up as quickly as possible. So, there's really no time to say anything to the opposing side of the ball. So, it could be a good thing.
How much trash talking was involved when Mangold tripped up Tlaib after the interception? A little bit on the sideline?
Safe. It's a safe assumption to say it was a. It's a few words that needed to be censored.
I didn't see all the sideline films. Did Belichick actually throw a punch? I wasn't sure. I couldn't tell from the angle. Huh?
Bill's been in the gym as of late, but I don't think that was an opportunity for him to throw.
A lot of people would want to see Rex and Bill maybe throw down at the 50-yard line. Kyle Arrington, you got the Bucs this weekend. Best of luck. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you. Appreciate it.